I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are pumped. Pumped not only because the Browns won, but because the man who is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. It is Baskin and Phelps. Dan Menigan is in today, and Johnny Stanton with a touchdown last night is on the hotline. Johnny, congratulations on the game last night. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. It's kind of all been blur the last 12 hours or so. It's been fun.
Walk me through the touchdown last night. You know, you come back to were you the primary guy on that play? And when the ball started spinning towards you and you were heading towards the end zone, what was going through your mind?
I'm kind of the first target, but kind of the first target in the way that, like, it's an easy check. It's an easy easy time to check off of me if I'm covered. It's easy to tell if I'm covered or not. But I was able to run by the corner in the safety, and once I saw the ball up in the air, I just wanted it to come down fast so I didn't have to wait too long. Because, you know, whenever the ball is in the air, you kind of have that, like, moment of anticipation, and if it comes down slowly, you know, more chances for something wrong to happen. But luckily, it all went right.
A.K.A. butterflies, right? Like that. That
yeah, exactly.
I got when that ball's coming towards you, I got to think it's got to feel like it's six years to get there.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic, man. Congratulations on catching the touchdown and all that good stuff. What was it like all night blocking for D'Ernest Johnson as he proceeded to have such a wonderful evening?
Oh, man. I was thrilled to see how incredible D'Ernest played. You know, the running back room is – we're just such huge fans of each other and support each other all the time. And, man, I'd be lying if I said I didn't see this coming for D'Ernest, because he's just that good. Like, that's what we see every day at practice. And being able to block for him was incredible. Honestly, I would have sacrificed that touchdown if I got to give him a fullback assist in the end zone.
Hey, Johnny, what's it like to be a fullback in this system? I mean, it's nice. They laugh at me. They call me the champion of the fullback and the champion of the tight end, because I'm always talking about you guys and the importance that you can play in a game. What's it like to play for Kevin Stefanski in this system, knowing that a fullback is important?
You know, it's very nice. You know, Coach Stefanski is one of the, I think it's less than half the teams have a fullback now, and he, you know, he's a champion of it as well. I fully believe that I'm in the NFL purely because of Coach Stefanski, because he took a chance on me, and he, you know, took me from when he was in Minnesota and still saw something in me and signed me here. So, you know, I'm extremely thankful to have that, and for the fullback to play such a big part is it's fun. You know, it's fun going into, you know, the week seeing, like, okay, you know, what kind of plays are we going to be running this week? Are we just going to be trying to, you know, run it down their throat? Are we going to try to, you know, have a little trickery on them? And, you know, it's exciting.
Browns fullback Johnny Stanton joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. You mentioned that you would have been more psyched to lay down the block for D'Ernest Johnson than actually catching the touchdown yourself. What builds that mindset for you that you would rather block than catch a touchdown? Because I tell you, man, every kid that's out there would be the other direction, and most adults too.
I think it's just the fullback O-line mindset where, you know, you know, it's all about having your brothers, raising up your brothers and wanting them to succeed. And, you know, I wanted all the success in the world for D'Ernest last night and for the rest of the year, obviously. You know, because their success is my success, and that's the team's success. So that's all it is.
Johnny, what was the conversation like when you found out that Andy Janovich was going on the IR, the conversation between you and Kevin, or maybe even you and Andy too, just because I think both of you guys are great, and I love watching both of you play. But, I mean, what was that – when you got the word that you're going to be activated, what went through your mind?
Well, you know, Andy and I are really close on the team, and honestly, I think we're each other's biggest fans. He wants the best for me, and I want the best for him. And you know, it always hurts to hear that you know a teammate is injured, and you know, there's no difference for me hearing about Andy hurting his hamstring. But I knew that you know my shot was coming up, and he knew it as well, and he was excited for me, and you know, was pumping me up. And it's awesome to have him on the sidelines. You know, last year when he went down with COVID, and he had to miss that game. You know, he didn't get to be on the sidelines with me. So it's fun to come back after the drive and, you know, be able to talk about what happened on their field and have him, you know, congratulate me on the sidelines. I'm sure you guys saw me, you know, like, you know, fist bumping him after every play I came off. You know, he's always the first guy to you know, give me knuckles coming off the field.
Johnny, I feel like the hero that everybody is recognizing today, as much as DeErnest, is Coach Stump Mitchell on top of that and how he is able to get these guys ready and good to go and perform. What's it like playing for that guy? Because we all see the beard, and the beard is spectacular. But what's it like actually playing for the guy?
Coach Stump is awesome. You know, the one thing he told us on Wednesday was how excited he was to coach, because when you have Nick, you have Kareem, you have Andy, you know, there's only so much coaching you need to do, because those guys are just so incredible. And he had the opportunity to really be able to set us up for success this week in the run game, and I think he did a great job of it. You know, Coach Stump is our biggest supporter. He wants the best for us. He wants the ball in our hands, and he roots for us, and it's awesome to have him.
I know nobody asked this question this week, so I'm kind of curious. Nick Mullins also got activated for the game, so there'd be a backup last night. But I mean, you played quarterback in college. Would it have been you or Jarvis? Who was the emergency quarterback last night? Any idea?
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about
okay,
that.
Okay, well, put it this way. I don't want to put you. Let me ask you this, Johnny. If they would have came to you and said, "Hey, you played quarterback at Nebraska for a little bit and UNLV," and would you have said, "I'm ready to take the challenge on, Coach"?
I at least think that I'd, without revealing too much, I think I might be on like the short list for it. Not that I'm, you know, not that I would ever expect anything like that, but. I did get the chance to last year when Bate got hurt. I think it was against the Bengals coming into the Steelers week when Case was taking reps at first string during the at practice. We didn't have a third string quarterback at the time, so I actually took over scout team reps at quarterback. So I at least got to show the guys that, you know, I still have a little bit of an arm on me.
How was it? Did it feel weird?
No, I mean, it felt natural. You know, I played quarterback a lot longer than I played fullback.
Sure.
It just took a little bit longer to warm up the arm, and definitely had to ice it afterwards too.
How did you make that transition? Because I don't think that's an easy. How did you make the transition from quarterback to fullback?
You know, more than anything, it was a mindset change, and obviously learning the technique. That was the hardest part. But I've had, you know, incredible mentors in Mike Carney, Coach Polamalu over there in Minnesota, obviously CJ Hamm and Andy Janovich, you know, Coach Stump, a lot of guys who really know the fullback position have been helping me a lot with it. And, but you know, a lot of it is mindset. It's, you know, it's changing from that, you know, trying to have the ball in your hands to setting up other people for success and, having that physical mindset. You know, you're trying to run into guys rather than run away from them. So it's, you know, it's obviously a change, but I feel like I'm coming into my role as a fullback, and you know, I've only had, you know, so many games playing it, but it feels really natural. It feels I feel like, you know, I'm coming into my potential at it.
So every Friday, a good friend of ours is Brian Anderson, who's a former lefty for the Cleveland Indians, who's now the play-by-play guy for the Tampa Bay Rays. He's also a giant Nebraska Cornhuskers fan. We brought it up.
Okay.
He said this about you a little bit earlier. Okay.
He was 1 for 1 for 6 yards, third string quarterback, realized he was not going to be moving up that depth chart, and he transferred to a JUCO, I believe, and then ended up at UNLV as a quarterback, and then ended up getting hurt, and I think his fifth year senior, you know, type deal, he transitioned and played a little fullback, and then there you go. But he went to Nebraska as a quarterback. I remember that, and that's what's so funny about the Browns. Both of their fullbacks are Nebraska Cornhuskers, which I guess makes sense. You got Janovich, who was a true fullback, and you've got Stanton, who was a quarterback there.
So let me ask you this. Had they kept him as a quarterback at Nebraska, would your fortunes have changed?
They absolutely could have. I mean, if Scott Frost would not have turned down Joe Burrow, because Joe Burrow was a legacy, by the way.
And then he went on a whole rant about Burrow.
Yeah, I had it. You would have changed the entire face of Nebraska football if they just would have stuck with you.
Oh, I don't know about that. There were some really talented guys over there. But he was so close. I actually didn't play any fullback at UNLV. I did switch to special teams and a little bit of linebacker before coming back to quarterback after the guy who Armani Rogers, who actually had a great run at University of Ohio last weekend, 99-yard touchdown run. He ended up taking over, got hurt my senior year, and I ended up getting some quarterback reps. But I didn't switch to fullback until Minnesota signed me and changed my position.
Huh. Well, now we know that. Now we know the rest of the story.
Yeah.
No,
and you were you at Saddleback too? That's the other place you went?
Yes, Saddleback Junior College,
which
in,
is a,
in Mission Viejo.
And that's a huge baseball school, isn't it?
Yeah, no, they definitely have some baseball guys come out of there. They've had a lot of football guys come out of there too, like Manalik Watson, not Chris Long, but Kyle Long came out of there. So they've had some good success out of there.
All right, well, success was all yours last night, and thanks for sharing it with the Browns fans last night. And how were the fans last night after you scored the touchdown? How awesome was that?
It was incredible. Just turning to the stands, after I caught it, was a pretty cool feeling.
All right, we hope you get used to that feeling because we'd like to see you in the end zone more often. You're always welcome on our show, even if you just want to talk UNLV football. We'll give you the time because
or Nebraska football.
We can go either way. Anything you want to talk, we can talk Saddleback too. But Johnny, thank you for your time. Right. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Johnny Stanton got in the end zone last night, helping the Browns get that victory over the Broncos, and he was on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.